I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. A partly to mostly sunny sky in store for us today. Expect a high of 56. A former Illinois corrections officer will spend time in prison for violating another prisoner's civil rights. The U.S. attorney says 31-year-old Dustin Fleming of DuCoin was sentenced this week to 4 months in federal prison. Fleming pleaded guilty after prosecutors say he assaulted a handcuffed inmate at the Pinckneyville Correctional Center in 2016. He was accused of punching, choking, and kicking the inmate without justification. Fleming lost his job with the IDOC as a result of that guilty plea. He'll also have to pay fines and serve 2 years supervised release when his term behind bars is over. The opioid epidemic continues to sweep across Illinois and the nation, now declared a public health emergency. But some believe medical marijuana might be the solution. Opioids are dangerous because patients can become addicted. Chris Stone, the CEO of HCI Alternatives, a medical cannabis dispensary, says there's concern for cannabis as well.
I think that you can become addicted to anything. It's always going to be about moderation and about treating one's pain. One of the things that we do in terms of the cannabis industry is we move our patients to different strains so that they don't develop a tolerance.
Doctors don't prescribe marijuana. They simply certify a patient has a specific ailment that's approved to be treated with cannabis. A legislative proposal in Illinois that would allow a doctor to certify the use of marijuana for any condition where opioids can be prescribed is still pending. The ongoing rule changes and legal battles over immigration are affecting international students at the state's colleges and universities. Martin McFarland is director of International Students and Scholar Services at the U of I. Speaking on the Illinois Public Radio show The 21st, McFarland said the people he works with are frustrated with uncertainty.
There was initially anger at a lot of these changes felt by our students, our international faculty, staff, and scholars. And that anger, while still existing, I feel has turned into frustration.
Most recently, a federal appellate judge ruled that parts of the Trump administration's travel ban aimed at six countries could be partially implemented. People from Iran, Libya, Chad, Syria, Yemen, and Somalia without direct ties to the United States can now be denied entry into the country. McFarland says his office is having to serve a new role of explaining rapidly changing immigration policy and procedure with little or no advance warning. Missouri State University is under a Title IX investigation, and a field hockey player says it involves the school's decision to discontinue her team. A spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Education tells the Springfield, Missouri News Leader that the Office of Civil Rights has been investigating since June. I'm Jennifer Fuller.